Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed, the third parak, Zer Borer. The Zichru Mesechus Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichru Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph stated that the verdict is issued to the parties without mentioning the opinions of the specific dayanim. It adds that a judge may not tell one party that he judged in his favor, but was outvoted by his colleagues, which would be rechilas. The Gemara asks how a verdict is written, and three opinions are presented. Rabbi Yochanan says they simply write zakai, Plony is not liable. Reish Lakish says they explicitly write the opinion of each dayan. Rabbi Elazar says they write midivren nizdaket Plony, from the judge's words, Plony was found not liable. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds they only write zakai to avoid violating osei lech rechilah, do not be a gossip monger. Reish Lakish holds this would be mechzik shikra, appear like a lie by implying the verdict was unanimous, so they must write each dayan's opinion. Rabbi Elazar takes both concerns into account, so they write, through their words, Plony was found not liable. Point number two, is time to bray sololam ein edusim mitzterefes ad shiyu shnein ke'echod. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, but not if they testified about different loans. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha argues, afil b'zeh o'chazeh, even if they witness separate events, one after the other, their testimony is combined. The Gemara first explains Malchokas based on logic, that the Tana Kama holds a mana de kamasid hai lo kamasid hai, the mana about which this witness testifies, the other witness does not testify, and vice versa, so they cannot be combined. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha holds a mana ba'ama tarel kamasade, they are both testifying about a general mana of debt and can be combined. Alternatively, they argue about the pasuk, fu aid or ra'a or yada, and he is an aid, he saw or he knew. This means a pair of witnesses, but was written in the singular to teach they cannot be combined, adu chazu tavayu kachad, unless they both saw the event together. Later, Amoraim argue if the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha only by karka, where both witnesses testify to the same fact of ownership, or even loans, which are different obligations. The Naradeans conclude the halacha follows him in all cases. And point number three, the Brisa continues, Bein edusim es kayemes bebeisin ad sheyidu shnein ke'echod. Their testimony cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassan argues, Shomim dvar shel zeh hayom, we listen to the words of this witness today, u'kshiyavo chaver lamachar shomim dvarav, and when his colleague comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. Again, the Gemara first explains this Malchokas as based on logic, that the Tana Kama holds, Eid Echod Ki Asi L'Shvuasi. A single aid is only effective for obligating the defendant to make a Shvua, L'Mamonu L'Asi, but is not effective for obligating money. So, two single witnesses cannot be combined to generate a monetary obligation. Rabbi Nassim responds that just as two witnesses cannot testify b'chad puma with one mouth, but their testimonies are combined, so two separately delivered testimonies are also combined. Alternatively, they argue about a pasuk, imo yagid v'nasa avono, if he does not testify, he shall bear his sin. Both Tanaim hold like the Rabbanan above that only witnesses to the same event can be combined. They argue if makshin hagadol ri'ya, we compare testifying to witnessing, which would require them to testify together just as they must witness the event together. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph stated that the verdict is issued to the parties without mentioning the opinions of the specific dayanim. It adds that a judge may not tell one party that he judged in his favor, but was outvoted by his colleagues, which would be rechilas. The Gemara asks how a verdict is written, and three opinions are presented. Rabbi Yochanan says they simply write zakai, Plony is not liable. Reish Lakish says they explicitly write the opinion of each dayan. Rabbi Elazar says they write midivren nizdaket Plony, from the judge's words, Plony was found not liable. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds they only write zakai to avoid violating osei lech rechilah, do not be a gossip monger. Reish Lakish holds this would be mechzik shikra, appear like a lie by implying the verdict was unanimous, so they must write each dayan's opinion. Rabbi Elazar takes both concerns into account, so they write, through their words, Plony was found not liable. Point number two, is time to bray sololam ein edusim mitzterefes ad shiyu shnein ke'echod. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, but not if they testified about different loans. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha argues, afil b'zeh o'chazeh, even if they witness separate events, one after the other, their testimony is combined. The Gemara first explains Malchokas based on logic, that the Tana Kama holds a mana de kamasid hai lo kamasid hai, the mana about which this witness testifies, the other witness does not testify, and vice versa, so they cannot be combined. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha holds a mana ba'ama tarel kamasade, they are both testifying about a general mana of debt and can be combined. Alternatively, they argue about the pasuk, "Vu eid o ra'a o yada," and he is an aid, he saw or he knew. This means a pair of witnesses, but was written in the singular to teach they cannot be combined, adu chazu tavayu kachad, unless they both saw the event together. Later, Amoraim argue if the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Karka only by Karka, where both witnesses testify to the same fact of ownership, or even loans, which are different obligations. The Naradeans conclude the halacha follows him in all cases. And point number three, the Braisa continues, Bein edusim es kayemes bebeisin ad sheyidu shnein ke'echod. Their testimony cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassan argues, Shomim dvar v'shal zeh hayom, we listen to the words of this witness today, u'kshiyavo chaver lamachar, shomim dvarav, and when his colleague comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. Again, the Gemara first explains this Malchokas as based on logic, that the Tanakhama holds, Eid echad ki asi l'shvuasi. A single aid is only effective for obligating the defendant to make a shvua, l'mamonu l'asi, but is not effective for obligating money. So two single witnesses cannot be combined to generate a monetary obligation. Rabbi Nassim responds that just as two witnesses cannot testify b'chad buma with one mouth, but their testimonies are combined, so two separately delivered testimonies are also combined. Alternatively, they argue about a pasuk, im lo yagid v'nasa avonu, if he does not testify, he shall bear his sin. Both Tanaim hold like the Rabbanan above that only witnesses to the same event can be combined. They argue if makshin hagadu l'ri'ya, we compare testifying to witnessing, which would require them to testify together, just as they must witness the event together. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed, and our standard Siman is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Adim who didn't witness alone together, and then planned on having two boys testify on the same event one day after the other. Once again, in slow motion. The Rebbe, that must be learned off Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas how the verdict is written regarding naming the opinions. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds they only write Zakai to avoid violating Lo Seilech Rachil, to not be a gossip monger. Reish Lakish holds this would be Mexica Shikra, appear like a lie by implying the verdict was unanimous, so they must write each judge's opinion. Belazer takes both concerns into account, so they write through their words, Pony was not found liable. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Adim who didn't witness alone together. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Olam ein edusim etzterefes ad sheyiru shneihem ke'echad. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, but not if they testified about different loans. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karka argues, afil b'zeh chazeh, even if they witness separate events one after the other, their testimony is combined. The Gemara first explains the Machlokas based on logic that the Tanakhama holds the mana about which this witness testifies, the other witness does not testify, and vice versa, so they cannot be combined. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karka holds they are both testifying about a general mana of debt and can be combined. Alternatively, they argue about a pasuk. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Adim who didn't witness alone together, and then planned on having two boys testify on the same event one day after the other. Which reminds us, the Braisa continues, Vein edusim miskayemes bebeisin ad sheyaidu shneihem ke'echad. Their testimony cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassan argues that we listen to the words of this aid today, and then when the other aid comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. One explanation of the Malchokas is that both Tanaim hold, like the Rabbanim before, that only witnesses to the same event can be combined. They argue if makshim hagadu l'ri'ya, we compare testifying to witnessing, which would require them to testify together just as they must witness the event together. So once again, the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Adim who didn't witness alone together, and then planned on having two boys testify on the same event one day after the other. All right, so now it's time for our four blah blah chazara. Daf Chavav. So the Simmer Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. When the leader of the military coup, that must be more Daf Chavav. When the leader of the military coup who wanted to surrender found himself alone outside of the city gates because Kesher Hashayim ain't mean a minion, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Shevna and Chizkiah and the Navi telling Chizkiah, Kesher Hashayim ain't mean a minion, an alliance of Hashayim is not counted towards a majority. So when the leader of the military coup who wanted to surrender found himself alone outside of the city gates because Kesher Hashem, ain't no mean a minion, he didn't bother asking a passing Talmud Chacham for help because Torah Mateshes Kocho Shaladim, which reminds us, the Pasuk says, Hifli Eitza Higdol Toshia, he has shown wonderful counsel, vast wisdom. The word Toshia refers to Torah, and Rabbi Hanan explains, Mifneishi Mateshes Kocho Shaladim, because it weakens a man's strength. Other drushes are brought on the word Toshia. So when the leader of the military who wanted to surrender found himself alone outside of the city gates because Kesher Hashem, ain't no mean a minion, he didn't bother asking a passing Talmud Chacham for help because Torah Mateshes Kocho Shaladim. So he turned to a soldier raising funds for a coup who was possible for Eidus because he accepted staka from Goyim, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Ochli davar acher psulin Eidus. Those who consume something else, meaning those who accept staka from Gentiles, are disqualified from giving testimony. Rashi explains that he's causing a chilul Hashem for financial purposes. He's only disqualified if he accepted the money publicly, and he could have supported himself by receiving the money privately. But if this was impossible, chiyusehu, it is necessary for his livelihood, and he remains eligible. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. Well, one boy played his kazoo. Kazoo? That must be more a Daf Chav Zayin. Well, one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an eight zomim, who was upset to hear that he was disqualified. Lema Freya, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if an eight zomim is disqualified, Lema Freya or Mekanul Abba. Abai holds he is pasul Lema Freya since he's a Russia, and a Russia cannot be an aid. Rava holds that he's only pasul Mekanul Abba since the whole concept of eight zomim is a chiddush, since there's no reason why the second set of eightim should be believed any more than the first set. So, while one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an eight zomim who was upset to hear that he was disqualified, Lema Freya, another kazoo player refused to play for a mumer who ate nevela lahachis because he was a Russia, which reminds us, Amoraim debate the status of one who eats nevela lahachis in defiance of the Torah, even where kosher meat is available. Abai says he's possible because he's a Russia, and the Torah says, Al tashes Russia aid, do not place a wicked person as an aid. Rava says he's kosher because Russia dechamas be'inam, we require him to be wicked regarding theft to be disqualified, based on the end of the pasuk, Leos eid chamas, to be a thieving witness. So while one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an eid zomim who was upset to hear that he was disqualified, Lema Freya, another kazoo player refused to play for a mumer who ate nevela, hachis, because he was a Russia, and instead played for a whole group of different family members sitting outside a basin who weren't allowed to testify for their relative, which reminds us the next Mishnah list, the relatives are disqualified from testifying or judging. Daf Chav Ches. So the Simmer Daf Chav Ches relates to Koach, strength, and we use a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Eidim was training two Shani B'Shani cousins, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether relatives disqualify each other from Eidus, such as Shani B'Shani cousins, Shani B'Shlishi, or Shlishi B'Rishon. So the strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Eidim was training two Shani B'Shani cousins, together with a man who wasn't permitted to testify against his stepson's wife, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Maushi Yayid Adam Be'eshes Chorgo, what is the halacha regarding testifying for one's stepson's wife about her property? In Surah they said, Balki Ishto, a husband is like his wife, therefore any woman relative about whom he cannot testify, meaning a stepdaughter, he also cannot testify about her husband. In Pumbedisa they said, Isha Kabbalah, a woman is like her husband, so one may not testify about the wife of any man relative for whom he cannot testify, for example, a stepson. So the strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Eidim was training two Shani B'Shani cousins together with a man who wasn't permitted to testify against his stepson's wife. When a newly engaged bachur walked in and asked to join since he wasn't permitted to testify about his arusa, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, "Made Adam Ishto arusa. A person may testify about his arusa wife because he's not yet related to her." Ravina said this only applies to testifying to take away money from her, but to bring money to her, he's not believed since he knows the money will come to him after Nisuin. However, the Gemara says this is not so, and he's not believed either way regarding his arusa. Daf Chav Tes. So the Simmer Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The three judges sitting on a cot. Cot? That must have been one of Daf Chav Tes. The three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kate said, Bodkinas the Eidim. How do they examine the Eidim? They bring them into a room, Umayim Alehem, and intimidate them against testifying falsely. The Gemara discusses what they're told, including false Eidim are degraded even in the eyes of those who hire them. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai said, there are many pleas the serpent could have made to absolve himself, but since he did not and was a Macy's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make them for him. The Gemara explains that the Nachash could have said Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin in choosing between the words of the Master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the words of the Talmud, whose words does one obey? Divrei Rav Shomin, surely, the Master's words. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin were much more interesting to watch than the three people on another cot riding a shtar when a loba admitted his debt in front of them. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that witnesses to someone admitting a debt can only record it in a shtar if he made a kinyan confirming the debt. If the admission was before three people, Rav says they can write a shtar without the admitter's permission because they constitute a basin, which has the power to collect debts. Other opinions are broad. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have two interpretations of what Mafriche Yonimar? That's on daf Chafhei. Good. Number two, which daf do when a man is not permitted to testify about his stepson's wife since Ishto Kabbalah? That's on daf Chafhes. Good. Number three, which daf do you want to have the Dayanim intimidate the Edim in a Dina Mamono's case? That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number four, which daf do we have Mechokas of Edim must see the event together? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number five, which daf do we have Mechokas whether an Eid Zomer is Pasul Mefreya or Mekanu Laba? That's on daf Chavzayin. Good. Number six, which daf do we have a Malchukas how the verdict is written regarding naming the opinions of the Dayanim? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn the people who steal items found by a Chereshot of a Katan are possible for Edus? That's on daf Chavhei. Good. Number eight, which daf do we have a Malchukas regarding when an admission to a debt can be written in a shtar? That's on daf Chav test. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have Machokas if 80 must testify together? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 10, which daf does the Gemara compare how the Talmid Chachamim Be'eretz Yisrael acted toward each other versus those of Babel? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.